Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest today is the founder of A Maven's World Lifestyle Brand, which is an event-focused and consulting business that works with individuals and their brands on strategy, networking, and development. Anna is a connector, event host, speaker, entrepreneur, and influencer whose work has earned various awards. She currently sits on the Small Business Advisory Board for the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce, and additionally, she has hosted her own radio show. Anna Foster, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is a pleasure to have you here. And we're going to talk about how I love that you said that every entrepreneur, really, not just women, but every entrepreneur is only one person away from a solution. And solutions are life-changing.
Yes.
So how are we only one person away?
Well, usually when we're looking for solutions, we don't really speak up about whatever problem we're going through.
We don't want to reveal it.
We don't want to reveal it. Exactly. So, you know, if we tap into the human connection side of things, or even our networks or our connections, and be more authentic in our sharing, most of the time people want to help us out.
That's right. And we have to be more authentic
in
the sharing.
Yeah.
Now, how did you create A Maven's World Lifestyle brand? Take me, because right now I noticed when I clicked on your website, it took me over to the conference. So it's AMWconference.com.
Women's Conference.com.
Women's Conference.com. But previous to that, take me how it's evolved.
Yeah. So A Maven's World, a maven is a Hebrew word for a person who understands. So some people know the definition, some people
don't.
An
expert.
Or an expert in an area. And you use it, people use it a lot in the business world or even in the fashion world. Like you hear a business maven or a fashion maven.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So when I was combining, I combined actually two businesses. One was event planning per se, and a fashion business that I had. We did a lot of branding and influencing. And I would give out one card, and I think I told you this story, I would give out one card in regards to the event side of the business because it had a different name. And then I would give out another side for this branding, influencing fashion business I had. And it would confuse people. But I, at the time, I didn't know what to do. And you see that. I mean, today, even when you're at networking events, people sometimes, especially entrepreneurs, most people do more than one thing. So they're giving you all different cards, et cetera. So I knew that I needed to pull it together and figure out what I was doing. And that's how I came up with a Maven's World. And it gelled and morphed. Both of these businesses.
Into one.
Yeah. And it really spoke to my life.
And I love that you just said that you you were confusing people, and you, really you were making a mistake by doing that. A little mistake.
Yeah.
I see women making mistakes all the time. And the reason why I can say that is because I've made the same mistakes. And so how do you help your clients see that? Because not everybody really wants to see it.
Right. And not everyone works with an expert in what they do. You know, so if I'm working with a client, it's because they need help and they've realized that. You know, sometimes we think we know it all and we can do it all. But that's not realistic. And in the long run, we end up paying the cost. And I paid the cost because I would hand out 50 million cards and people would look at me like I'm crazy.
Well, I don't know if they were looking at you like you were crazy, but a little bit of confusion, a confused buyer won't buy.
Exactly. Right. So I made those mistakes where if I identified that I needed help and I needed assistance to morph it together and be more, add more clarity to the brand.
So you're very open with making business mistakes and, failures.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Is this one of them that really helps you with your clients? Is there another one that you can share that sort of was a light bulb moment for you?
Sure, sure. Yeah, I'm very, very open with regards to failures because we're human. I mean, it's inevitable.
That's
and it
right.
makes it and it makes us better if
it
we
does.
Learn from them.
And I mean, there's so many really brilliant people out there that are actually telling you fail and fail often.
Exactly. And they're right.
So
and they're telling you that because they're sharing the message, I believe, that it's OK because you're going to fail. It's that people act like they don't fail. And a lot of times it's they keep it so close to the vest that they don't want to talk about it. So it does not.
It doesn't
help them, and it doesn't help anyone else.
It doesn't help them better their business or better position themselves in their business when you're not acknowledging anything that isn't going well.
Right, right. And it doesn't and it doesn't make you human. I mean, literally, especially when you're speaking of brands, most brands or the best brands have a story behind them. And if you're not willing to share your story and your brand story, then what makes you any different than Joe Smo down the street?
Now, how do you help your clients share their story and really, you know, tell the story?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sometimes they don't even know what the story is. So they have to spend time either journaling it or, you know, discussing it and being more open about it. Some things they feel comfortable sharing. Some things they may not want to share at that moment. In time, and you find further along there, you know, they feel more comfortable. So it's a journey.
And how many years have you been in business?
So Maven's World's been in existence. We're going on our 7th year women's conference.
Wow. Oh, yes. 7th annual.
In January.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
The 7th annual women's conference. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, and Boston.
In Boston.
So if you're listening right now, the conference is January 5th. And let's say, now they can go to amavensworld.com.
That's right.
But they can also go to amwwomensconference.com. There you go, to get more information. So you can still purchase tickets.
Yes.
How many are you capable of holding at the conference?
Well, right now we're about 500.
Oh, my God.
But we're excited because it's actually at Lombardo's in Randolph, a building or space that I love. And when we started, it didn't start there, but we started smaller with, when we started at Lombardo's, it was one level.
Okay.
And that was a couple of years ago. And then this year we have, or in 2019, we have the full building. which is two levels, and it includes the Vincent's area of Lombardo's as well. So we could hold upward of 1,000 if we reach
those numbers.
Yeah.
And so when did you start introducing all of the cities? So you didn't start out having the conference in Boston?
We did, but
not at Lombardo's.
Yeah, but it actually started out just as a women's brunch.
Well, I love that. Doesn't everything start out as a women's brunch or a luncheon?
It does. And the power of women have grown it to this point. It started out as a women's brunch with 30 women professional and entrepreneurs that I was very close with and still am.
Are they all a part of the conference?
They have been at some point. I mean, it's grown over the years, and now they're doing other things, but they all attend, which is great. And they play a role in some form. But we started small, 30 people, and now we're at 500.
Wow. And that is at 5 different locations or 6?
The conference?
Yes.
So that was the thing. So 2018, we deemed the year of action. So I'm still wrapping up some things that I had to put into action. So every year we give it a theme. So this was the year of action. So one of the things that I wanted to do with the conference, which was our first inaugural year, is doing the women's conference tour. And that was a 5-city tour. So that ended in October. So the question is, for 2019, will I keep the tour running, or will I focus just on Boston, which is my home?
Wow, because frankly, oh my God.
Yeah.
Because it's London and Tampa and Hartford and Washington and
literally it was...
Oh, there goes my timer. Oh my gosh, that was not supposed to happen.
Well, that's okay.
have to go to break. So I hope you stay with us. My guest is Anna Foster. You can go to amwwomensconference.com for more information to purchase tickets. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Do you own a home, are age 62 or older, and looking to increase your retirement income? Patty Scappa works tirelessly educating professionals and homeowners on the advantages of reverse lending options. Patty Scappa recently joined Cross Country Mortgage, focusing solely on home equity conversion mortgages, also known as HECM. Find out if a HECM is right for you at PattyHECM.com. That's Patty with an I, HECM.com. Cross Country Mortgage, Inc. is a licensed mortgage broker in Massachusetts. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS numbers 22026 and 3029.
Hey girl.
are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. Oh my God, this song was such a freaking piece of gold that I found. It's Lady Gaga and Florence. I think Welch is her last name, Florence and the Machine. Yeah. Such an awesome song. Mm-hmm. And it's really trying to say we don't need to keep wanting up another. You know, one up each other.
What a message.
It is. And it's, you know, there's a lot of competition.
Yes.
For women entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And sometimes there's a little bit of rubbing elbows and knocking people out of the way. Mm-hmm. If you were standing in a room mm-hmm. with a bunch of other branding specialists, mm-hmm. what would be going through your mind?
Not that.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's part of even our brand and women that are attracted to our brand. We just, you know, I call it my tribe, my maven tribe. We just don't really think that way. And I think it's because we all know, or at least I know, I have my own gifts.
And
they'll make room for me and what I do.
Thank you. There's room for everybody.
There's room for everyone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we have to not live in fear. Mm-hmm. of our competition. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because there's always going to be someone younger, skinnier, and prettier.
Always.
There's always going to be someone more creative.
Exactly.
Like right on your coattail.
Right.
Like always. Yeah. You can almost guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think you could get so caught up in that type of energy and space that it really takes away from time that you could be using
to focus
yourself.
Right, to focus on your business, right? Yeah. So you say the problem with a lot of entrepreneurs is that they fall in love with a business mm-hmm. that may not love them back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there, and that's why I can make that statement. And also, I know and have coached a lot of women that just don't want to let that business go.
Because they feel like it's a failure.
Yeah. Yeah, but that big word failure, it holds us back from so many.
I know, but sometimes it's better to let something go and learn from it and accept it. You're almost more respected.
Right, right. Yeah, and a lot of times we in the moment and in the present moment, we're so caught up in trying to keep it afloat. You know, when your mind is not operating in the capacity due to stress and other things, you're not thinking using your best thinking cap.
It's almost like airing your dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Like people are just, I mean, there's so many entrepreneurs.
Yeah,
so
and that's the external side. I think internally, it's just you really, when you put a business into an existence, whether you're hanging a shingle or putting up your new, you know, notice on social media saying, hey, I'm in business, or handing out that business card, it's you're tied to it in such an emotional, passionate way. And then what exerts emotionally is some form of happiness. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like you're going through that failure or divorce from a business. You know, because you really want it to work.
Well, if it takes 3 to 5 years mm-hmm. to build a business or a name, a brand, mm-hmm. how do you know when to walk away? Or if you're not getting those light bulbs, you, what do you look for to know that it's not loving you back?
Right.
Well, aside from no clients.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times people don't even know that it takes that a period of time.
Right.
You know why? Because
hustle. Right. They're bustle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because again, it's that competition. It's that living my best life and everything on social media is great. And this Nancy's business is doing well. So my business is going to be like Nancy's. You know what I mean? So a lot of times people don't even go into the mindset. They want that the 3 to 5 year mark, it takes some time to grow the business. Mm-hmm. But it also takes structure and strategy to grow a business.
Mm.
So a lot of entrepreneurs don't even have any of those things.
I'm one of them.
And I was one of them as well.
Well, I have structure and I have strategy, and it's all based, you know, it's heart-centered. Mm-hmm. I do everything from the heart, and mm-hmm. if it feels right, and, you know, if it's all aligned with the universe and what have you. But I'm one of those that does not have a business plan.
Right, right. But you're operating it from a conscious standpoint of what you have and what you don't have.
Yeah, and I look at numbers, and I look at everything. My husband says you don't need a business plan unless you're going to go to a bank and ask for some money.
A lot of people do think that. A lot of people do think that. And even, you know, it's
and I do plan. So I do, like, I just to put it out there, I have things in 3 years, in 5 years, in where I see myself. I have visions that I, you know, sort of play around with in my meditation.
Right. But well, that's because you're serious about your business.
Yes.
A lot of times entrepreneurs, the business starts with just an idea. And then they're basically throwing in everything, including the kitchen sink, into this one idea. Without even thinking it through,
and I or always, tweaking it,
or tweaking it, or speaking to other people, their competitors, in the business or in the industry, and I always say, not just speak to people that are successful in business.
I love this. Keep going.
Literally, you have to speak to the people that failed at that particular business. And for some people, people always want to speak to those that are successful, where a lot of great nuggets come from the people that business was not right for.
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah.
Because, we can learn from each other.
That's right.
You don't have
to. And it can save you a lot of time and money.
Frankly,
so it's worth the cost of admission.
To not keep making those mistakes or make mistakes that other people have made recently.
Right. And then I think it's also important to know why you want to do that business.
Mm. What is something that you see women excelling in? What type of business do you see women excelling in? Hmm. And what do you see often women failing in?
Yeah. So I see a lot of women excelling in direct sales businesses.
Mm.
And there's so many different reasons.
Why?
Because it allows you to have a full-time job and do something else on the side from home.
Mm-hmm. And take care of the family.
And take care of the family and make dinners.
But support.
But also build a network and have that connection with other people that are in those type of businesses. So it almost builds a camaraderie and a social aspect to the business.
Mm.
And so sometimes I see women that change different direct sales businesses. One minute they may be with one company, and the next year they may have gone through three or four of the companies. But they're still doing great.
Huh.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily a failure or a mistake.
No. It's just them finding their way in the pain.
And they've learned everything they could from that one.
And the pain points, exactly.
And move on to another one.
And moved on to another one.
And I think the multi-level marketing businesses are really fantastic. Yeah. I feel like if a woman can find something that she is in love with and she believes in,
right?
I believe in her.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, why do I have to question anything else?
Right.
If you believe in it, well, then that's I believe in you.
Yeah, that's really what people are buying into. They're buying into you. I mean, there's only so many bracelets you can have. You know what I mean? So again, that goes back to who you are in your brand and people identifying with you. So there's certain people, they could ask me to do something and there's no question to ask, or, you know, join something and I will.
Now, we all have challenges.
Yeah.
Everybody has challenges.
Everyone.
We got to go to break. So when we come back, let's talk about what your biggest challenge is and share that with the listeners. Anna Foster is my guest. You can go to amavensworld.com or amwwomensconference.com. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and since 2013, you've heard me interview hundreds of business women who share their milestones and successes. Well, I have created a great motivational tool for anyone in business. I call them reflections cards. These cards can help you on your journey from overcoming limiting beliefs to achieving a new powerful mindset. And honestly, people are telling me they're a lot of fun. Contact me through powerfulwomenrevealed.com. Order your reflections cards today. Visit powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Being part of a community is everything. At Road to Responsibilities, Express Yourself Community Connections, we provide inclusive opportunities for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities to sell their artwork alongside members of the community. Our classes and events encourage authentic self-discovery through artistic collage and conversation. Every human being craves meaning and purpose in their lives. At Express Yourself Community Connections, you'll discover individual expression and meaningful, inclusive social connection. Please visit roadtoresponsibility.org today.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here. It makes me want to.
Let it go. Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now. Go do what you want to do. Can't let nobody take it away from you. From me. From me. No time for moping around. Are you kidding? And no time for negative vibes. Cause I'm winning. It's been a long week. I put in my hardest. Gonna live my life. Feel so good to get it right.
So I like what I see when I'm looking at me. When I'm walking past the mirror. Don't stress through the night at a time in my life. Ain't worry about if you feel it. Got my head on straight, I got my vibe right. I ain't gonna let you kill it. See, I won't change my life's just right.
Go ahead, sing. You probably have a beautiful voice. I can't.
Not at all.
I cannot sing for the life of me. But however, the last song that I'm going to play on the show, I want to share that I want to take voice lessons and I want to learn how to sing that song. That's this. Wait till you hear the song.
I can't wait to hear it.
Wait till you hear the song. So just to wrap up the last segment, what is a biggest challenge that you have? Because we all have challenges. And so what's a current challenge that you have? And what are you doing to sort of, you know, because you're all about solutions.
Yes. Getting to the gym as much as I like.
That's your challenge?
I'm joking.
No, what's your business challenge?
Business challenge. Right now, my focus is really on the women's conference. And I think the biggest challenge that we're having right now is probably getting more community partners involved. And I think it could, I've given it some thought.
Well, you could, you have big brands.
I do. But it wasn't always that way. It wasn't all that way. And again, I think it sometimes goes to the competition aspect where, people don't like to share as much as I think would be helpful to us all. So as you see, the community over competition
t-shirt you're wearing. Yes, yeah. I love that.
Yeah, that was
make that?
No, that was given to me by one of our speakers. Jessica Pierre. She has a company called Queen's Company, and it's a young group of women that we support.
Yeah.
Nice. So, you know, just building community partners. And I've come a long way, or we've come a long way, but it's just also the time and the nurturing and the cultivating of the relationships.
So you want more community.
Yeah. I think it's good.
Locally.
But common good.
Locally.
Of course.
Nationally.
Locally.
Globally.
Locally, nationally, and globally. And it makes for the common good because we're building, motivating, and empowering women.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we are the community.
Yeah. So right? I think, you know, if next year I'm going to spend more time cultivating those relationships because it's extremely important to me.
Now, I read somewhere you say authenticity, relationships, skill building, and environment are all essential to improving your brand.
Yes.
I am 100% in alignment with that. Tell me about your creating your brand workshops.
So I've done that workshop for a couple of different organizations, and they've been very helpful. Again, with authenticity, you're really delving into telling your story. And I think that's, you know, branding is one of those new phenomenons that have stepped on the scene over the last couple of decades. But a lot of times people were like, why would I share my story?
People don't realize that you are your brand.
You are your brand. Yeah.
I mean, Steve Jobs.
That's right.
He is his brand.
Right.
I don't know why I'm thinking of him right now, but people don't realize.
Yeah. And it's even more important in the days of tech because you're constantly, everything is being thrown at you from businesses, advertisements, and all sorts of things. So really, your brand is going, who you are is going to differentiate you from the next business.
And telling your brand story doesn't mean you have to air every little,
you just have to connect
secret
with your market.
Yeah.
And that's another, you know, that's a whole different, you have to connect with your market. And some people don't even know who their market, their target market is.
Or where they are.
Or how, right, where they are. And that's how you're going to craft and shape your brand story. You know, so if you're.
I get it. I do it. It just comes naturally to me. It doesn't come naturally to everyone.
No, it takes some time. And then the other thing is people buy and attend whatever you're trying to sell or offer based on their experience and the feelings they receive from it. So you're really selling an experience and not the product.
I believe that. I feel like I sell emotion.
You sell emotion. That's right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's when you're able to connect, whether you're in direct sales, whether you're in marketing, whether you're a small boutique store, whether you're whatever your business is, you have to be able to connect with your market. And that's through the brand story and the experience and the feeling that is that they receive from doing business with you.
So sometimes you want to look at what do you want the outcome to be?
Yeah, sometimes
what
you could
do
work
you
backwards.
Want, right? What do you want the client to feel and walk away with?
Right. And what would you want to feel?
Exactly.
That's a perfect place to start. If this transaction was one-on-one with you, what's the feeling that you would want to receive? So even when we do our conference and other events and things that we do, I always put myself in the seat of whether it's the vendor or the exhibitor that's going to be coming to our marketplace and setting up shop.
Love
what
it.
Experience do they want to have so that they can return? Because it's easier to retain, whether it's vendors, speakers, et cetera. It's easier to retain than to go out and have to look for. So at this particular event at the conference, we have 50 vendors.
I know, so many.
But there's a wait list.
Yeah, I'm so on it.
So you figure in 7 years, those vendors are returning.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So
I do.
It's because of the experience that they have.
And frankly, as the, I'm coming off of the president for SSWB on the South Shore Women's Business Network for 2 years. And the entire time I was a president, I just tried to come from a place of the member. It's all about the member.
That's the best way.
And if I'm standing in the member's shoes, it helps me make every decision so effortlessly.
Right. Right. But to get to that place in your business, you have to be able to practice what I call a purposeful pause. And sometimes we're just so busy that we don't, you know, things that are common sense are not common sense.
They're not registering.
They're not registering.
Now, why do you believe it's so important for women to connect in this type of atmosphere at a conference on a really high energy level? Because I know why I think it's important.
And that's one of the reasons we kick it off at the new year. It's always the first weekend, first Saturday of the new year.
Nice.
Yeah. Literally, it just gives you that fuel and energy that you need and motivation. And we definitely need that as women. Because just look how fast 2018 flew by. Everyone is so busy.
I know.
And so when you're able to connect with another sister in the things that we have in common, it just really sets a trajectory of what your year and your future and your journey is going to look like. Because we mirror each other. So we want to so we want to be surrounded with good people. Good people always find good people. So.
And do you think it's important to also connect with women globally?
Oh, definitely. There's no borders.
Globally, nationally,
there's no
locally.
Borders. There's no borders to good people.
But you got to start locally.
Definitely.
You have to be grounded. You live in your own community. You really have to really start there.
Yes. But you also have to make sure that you're getting what you need from your community.
Yeah. And if you need to keep dipping outward and rippling the effects, then you got to ripple out.
Exactly. So even when I look at it, the conference starting with 30 women that were close to me. I mean, you're constantly everywhere you go, whether it's your community locally or if you're traveling nationally, you're constantly meeting new people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So literally when I did the global tour, it was easy because these were connections that I already had developed over the years authentically. So when I asked them, you know, to share their network, or would they be a speaker, or would they be an awardee, or what role they would like to play for the conference. It was already done.
Yeah. Authentically, naturally.
Authentically.
All right. Well, we got to go to break. We have one last segment. I hope you stay with us. My guest is Anna Foster, and you can go to AMWWomen'sConference.com for more information. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
How are your employees showing up to work? Do they bring their whole self, play to their strengths, and exceed expectations? Steinberg HR is a consulting company with a strong human resource foundation and operations background. Human resources can directly impact a business's return on investment. Wouldn't it be great to see a piece of you in each of your employees? Steinberg HR can create a long-term strategy so that your team will flourish and your business will thrive. Contact them today to start the conversation at SteinbergHR.com.
Communication is one of life's most fundamental joys, yet often taken for granted until it is lost or doesn't develop. If you are questioning your child's development, the offices of Suzanne Ducharme, an innovative clinical practice located in Norwell, can help. Founder and master clinician Suzanne Ducharme provides a warm and compassionate approach to pediatric speech pathology with craniosacral therapy and holistic family coaching to support families with special needs children. Book a consultation today at childhoodspeechandlanguagedisorders.com. That's childhoodspeechandlanguagedisorders.com. No one pays more for your gold, diamonds, coins, or silver than AJ Marks Jewelers. At AJ Marks, they treat every customer fairly, whether they are selling or buying. AJ Marks is a family-owned business and your premier fine jeweler for every generation. Visit AJ Marks in Hyannis or Wareham if you are looking for a special estate piece, want to create your own custom design, or if you need a jewelry repair. Getting engaged? If it's the right diamond, it's an AJ Marks diamond. Your family-owned jeweler is AJMarksJewelers.com.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. What a beautiful song, I have to say. So this was Olivia Newton-John with, I think, two or three other women singing it. But the original poem is Maya Angelou. And when I was when I saw Phenomenal Woman, I was like, why do I know that?
Yeah.
A couple years ago, I gave my mother the poem and put it in a frame. And gave it to her as like one of her, you know, Christmas gifts or whatever. And so I really resonated with the poem. But the fact that it's a song, number one, I want to sing it. and number two, I want to write my own song someday.
Yeah, yeah. Like I think that's coming.
I rhyme a lot in my book. I'm writing a book right now. I'm editing chapter 5
Ooh,
of 18.
Congratulations.
I know. But I want to write a song someday. And this, like literally seeing this in music. And there's also... who's the other gal that sings it? Ruthie Foster. It's a beautiful rendition of it. And, you know, it was like hope for me.
Yeah. I didn't even know it was a song. So
neither did I. I'm telling you, I was like so shocked when I found it. But anyway, there you have it. What do you want women to walk away with when they leave the conference each year? Regardless of the location. Is it the same feeling you want everybody?
I do. I mean, and again, like I said, we do have themes that I kind of think about and hopefully, you know, cover well over the each year. And I think it's good to kind of take them in subsets because we don't want to just say everything. Take everything with you.
Yes. So her story is this
conference theme. But yeah, the subcategory is mindfulness.
So love it.
Yes, yes, yes. So it's her story. So basically, you know, keeping in mind, reclaiming her story and who you are and remembering who you are and how strong you are as a woman.
Reclaiming. Because we did claim it at one time.
That's right. But reclaiming it.
Love it.
We forget. Sometimes we forget. So reclaiming and being mindful about it and practicing it daily.
And, you know, I want to ask you, too. I'm going back in my papers here. Mm-hmm. So you have your creating your brand workshops, but you also have mindfulness for entrepreneurs.
Yeah. And I'm actually working on a book. It'll be released at the conference.
No.
So I'm dropping that on you right now.
No.
Yeah.
I am so jealous right
now. It's in a workbook form, but it's really great.
I love it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And all of these things that I speak to and I incorporate into a Maven's World and the conference are part of my own personal journey and things that have helped me.
And that's the best way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That is totally the best way. Now, what is different about your conference? Because I know that you've got your theme.
Yes.
And there's a lot going on. You've got 500 people coming.
Yes. Yes.
What is really different? Please tell me you have music.
We do have music.
Dancing?
I might have to hijack some of your list.
Feel free. I do not own any copyrights for anything. We pay our bills here at the station, though. So will there be music? A little bit.
There will. So we have two DJs, and people are like, mindfulness and two DJs. Okay, how does that go hand in hand? But it's a good day. It's a Saturday. We love to have a good time. And we have the space.
And you have the space.
Yeah, we have the space. So they'll keep everyone energized. So we will have music. One of the things that's very different and important to me is diversity and inclusion. The conference is very diverse.
Inclusion is a good word, too.
Yeah, and inclusion. So that's a major thing that's different about this conference. And it's very intimate. So believe it or not, even though it's hundreds of people in attendance, it's still intimate. And I say that because I see the relationships year after year that are built and connected. And that's without me. You know, people meet and they grow together and they move on and do amazing things and build businesses together. And they met at the conference.
I love it.
So
we are out of time.
No.
I know. I had more questions. But anyway, you are a wonderful guest.
Thank you. Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
Remember to serve from the overflow.
From the overflow. That was one of the first things you said to me a couple of weeks ago or months ago. Yeah. And it really stuck with me. Yeah. And I am serving from the overflow.
That's
now.
Right.
Well, now I'm. Well, there's no overflow. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, we got to go. I have one final quote, though. So thank you for being here. This is Arianna Huffington. We need to accept that we won't always make the right decisions, that we'll screw up royally sometimes. Understanding that failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of success. Isn't that beautiful?
I agree. Well said.
That was Arianna Huffington. And again, you can go to amavensworld.com or amwwomensconference.com. I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll tune in next week. Please remember, knowledge is power.